irrelevant. They have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now with your burner phone. 844-967-2789.
Dominic has mentioned prior, but just in case you're joining us late, Charles Franklin, fine pollster, joins the big show 3:30 tomorrow. Friday, we'll air the grievances. And I got to tell you, overnight, I got an email from Don Jr. And the old man sends me quite a few emails, you know, send me money. But this one, unexpected, in my inbox, it said, you need this. And the initial thought I had that went through my mind, Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr., sending me an email, you need this. This guy's trying to sell me some cocaine.
The first one's free, man. You got to pay for the next.
Turns out he's selling bumper stickers. The bumper stickers, apparently, Trump was right. And one of the topics, Hunter Biden's laptop is real. And it just might be. And that pissed a lot of people off. But I didn't make it real. It just happens. It might be real. So that's the sun. And I got to tell you, in your absence, Dominic, you know, it's been a little less fun talking sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But the father topped him. The father... And it came from the official, you know, 40 office of 45, not the super PAC, but from the, you know, it's got the former presidential seal, the office of Donald J. Trump. Normally when I get these, I just assume he's going on Sean Hannity again or OAN, because usually he uses it to promote, Donald Trump uses it to promote some media appearance. Right. But here is the statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. Today, the Ninth Circuit issued yet another attorney's fees ruling in favor against Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, this time awarding me $245,000 for fees incurred in the Ninth Circuit. Now, how it is that Stormy Daniels is liable for attorney's fees to Donald Trump because, what, she sued him because he lied about having an affair, or at least that's the allegation. But I jumped all the way down in this press release. Let me read just a little bit more from the office of 45. The entire case is nothing but a disaster for Miss Clifford and her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, from a total start, a total waste of court time and resources. And I tell you, Trump knows a little something about wasting the court's time and resources. And he got with her owing me a large and growing amount in attorney fees that never needed to have been spent, especially since I have stated many times I never had an affair with her, nor would I ever wanted to, even in her wildest imagination.
Yeah, then I just have one question, former president. Why did you pay her $130,000?
Life is just a fantasy? I don't know.
We've
seen the signed checks.
We have seen checks.
Trump org. I think Michael Cohen might have had to write one of those checks. There were like three $35,000 checks, maybe four.
Well, I think Trump has a signature on one, and perhaps Weisselberg signed. And
everybody was implicated to the payoff on Stormy Daniel.
You paid Stormy Daniels to not have sex with her.
Well, why would you even pay Stormy Daniels under any circumstance? I mean, really, she's a porn star you met at a golf outing. Why would you ever write her a check for any circumstance? Business investment? Stormy
marketing
steaks?
Expense.
Stormy vodka? Stormy Airlines? What? Were you investing
meals and entertainment?
With her?
It's a write-off.
Well, of course he had sex with the porn star. Or, you know, probably Raw Dog, the porn star that looks a lot like the daughter he has the, you know, as far as I'm concerned, sort of the inappropriate attraction towards Ivanka. Did you hear Jared?
Also, you got to get the son.
Yeah, Jared, the son-in-law, the Trump whisperer. Did you see he testified before the January 6th committee?
Was that today?
Oh, yeah.
Today. Oh, do we have any news on it yet?
Only news I know is they really want to get to Ivanka. You know, just for question's sake.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about her dad.
No, I'm going to leave some things lie. You know, for tomorrow's show.
We got Friday grievances tomorrow.
967.
I leave the politics to other people.
2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. Appreciate your patience. Say hi to Dominic.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dom. caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. That you had the old fantasy line there. That well, I mean, that if yes, and indeed, it may be true that Hunter Biden, you know, went off his dad's name and you know tried to make money in Ukraine or in China. But look at you know all the money that you know the Kushners made. You know, while Daddy was in office and security clearances that they were granted that they should not have been granted because that's what the security establishment said. Do not give these people security clearances. And that okay, that we want to see the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. Let's see the full contents of the Mueller report and the full contents of the Steele dossier and that whole entire investigation and let the chips fall where they may. Hunter Biden may have indeed violated done something wrong, but it hasn't been proved that he violated the law. Let's see if he violated the law or not. And Ron Johnson, explain to us, riddle me this, Mr. Johnson, why were you in Russia in 2018 celebrating the 4th of July, and how much NRA laundered money came through, you know, Russian money came through, laundered to the NRA through to your campaign? I mean, let's get a full accounting of that, sir. I mean, that...
Mark,
there's lots of accounting, lots of information we were.
There are a lot of tentacles on that phone call. Lots of thoughts all jammed into
lots
one.
Lots of places to
Thursday,
go.
Thursday, Friday, Eve.
Intellectually honest, you know, I have a problem with corruption, regardless of their political stance. And now, whether or not the law has been broken, well, investigations will pan that out. We weren't there. I don't know.
There are grand juries looking very closely at these things. But if the crime, here's one of the alleged crimes, that he threw a handgun away and he possessed a handgun despite the fact he was a drug addict. And apparently, legally, you cannot possess under federal law a gun if you're using drugs.
Right.
Well,
right.
Tomorrow, the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on whether or not to what? Legalize marijuana. Because right now, marijuana is illegal. And I know lots of Americans use marijuana. I know them. They give me loose joints at events. And some of them own guns, which would, what, make them guilty of the very same crime that Hunter Biden is allegedly guilty of. I can't believe, what, gun ownership mixed with marijuana consumption is a federal felony? Because I realize he's accused of using coke and also possessing a gun. But, you know, one man's favorite drug is a different man's. The next favorite drug.
Exactly.
So anyways, Dan, what's your favorite drug?
All of them. Try them all. I listen to my senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Try them all.
Buddy, good to have you back. Most
good
of the drugs I've tried in this lifetime, you've been somewhere nearby. Appreciate my fine earlier guest, Matt Rothschild. Batman came in studio. Go see him at the public library, room 302, 7 p.m. He's hawking a book. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Thank you, Evan. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates. Keep it locked right here, Devil Radio 92.7.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
So thank you.
The sun, also. You got to get the sun.